Chapter 22. Did from this cold world fly, by falling down a well. They got him out and emptied him. Alas, it was too late. His spirit was gone for, to sport aloft in the realms of the good and great. If Emmeline Grangerford could make poetry like that, before she was 14, there ain't no telling what she could a done by and by. Buck said she could rattle off poetry like nothing. She didn't ever have to stop to think. He said she would slap down a line, and if she couldn't find anything to rhyme with it would just scratch it out and slap down another one, and go ahead. She weren't particular. She could write about anything you choose to give her to write about, just so it was satful. Every time a man died, or a woman died, or a child died, she would be on hand with her tribute, before he was cold. She called them tributes. The neighbors said it was the doctor first, then Emmeline, then the undertaker. The undertaker never got in ahead of Emmeline but once, and then she hung fire on a rhyme for the dead person's name, which was Whistler. She weren't ever the same after that. She never complained, but she kinder pined away, and did not live long. Poor thing, many's the time I made myself go up to the little room, that used to be hers, and get out her poor old scrapbook, and read in it, when her pictures had been aggravating me, and I had soured on her a little. I liked all that family, dead ones and all, and weren't going to let anything come between us. Poor Emmeline made poetry about all the dead people when she was alive, and it didn't seem right that there weren't nobody to make some about her now she was gone. So I tried to sweat out a verse or two myself, but I couldn't seem to make it go somehow. They kept Emmeline's room trim and nice, and all the things fixed in it just the way she liked to have them when she was alive, and nobody ever slept there. The old lady took care of the room herself, though there was plenty of niggers, and she sewed there a good deal, and read her Bible there mostly. Well, as I was saying about the parlor, there was beautiful curtains on the windows. White, with pictures painted on them of castles with vines all down the walls, and cattle coming down to drink. There was a little old piano too, that had tin pans in it, I reckon, and nothing was ever so lovely, as to hear the young lady sing "The Last Link Is Broken," and play "The Battle of Prague" on it. The walls of all the rooms was plastered, and most had carpets on the floors, and the whole house was whitewashed on the outside. It was a double house, and the big open place betwixt them was roofed and floored, and sometimes the table was set there in the middle of the day, and it was a cool, comfortable place. Nothing couldn't be better. And weren't the cooking good, and just bushels of it too. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.